going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got Bruce Bochy coming up at 12:30. Coming up tomorrow on our path to the draft, brought to you by Pluckers. We will be at all the Pluckers locations across the DFW. Alec will be in Fort Worth at City View, City Line.
City View.
I know it's one of those two. Corey will be in the home of Kyler Murray, Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be...
I was going to say Nathan
Dallas.
Dick, but that's pretty. Kyle yes. Murray's a pretty good one,
or
too.
Or Casey.
Yeah, Casey Dick. Where will Wolchuk be?
Wolchuk will be doing draft stuff.
What?
I feel
on
like
live radio?
You do that? Uh-huh.
Dude, that's awesome for him, man.
Because, hey, look, we don't have people that started studying the draft a week ago. We've been doing this for months and months and months. Not me, but them.
Yeah.
Have been doing this for months and months and months. You're going to get the best draft coverage certainly in the DFW, dare I say, in the world, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I mean, maybe the universe and all the other places, too.
Fair.
Mars.
Still too much unknown about the universe for me to make that comment. All right. It's time for NFL overreaction or reality.
I guess.
Do you want me to ask you strictly football ones or get right to the one that might make you think I'm kind of a jerk?
Go strictly football then, right, Alec?
Yeah, we are the are we the football show of record? We're the many show of record. True. We got a lot of them.
Elevator,
math, yeah. Elevator, mental health. We had a new
baseball.
One. Baseball, that's another one too. We got four so far, and
almost have the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh yeah, we need more.
And half our lineup will disappear.
Dude, what are you doing? Is that the thing that you were like might be a jerk because of that?
No. The reason why I might be a jerk is NFL overreaction or reality. The Dallas Cowboys will make at least 3 draft picks before Jock Peterson gets a hit.
Dude.
Oh, jeez.
Kevin, you're kind of a jerk for that.
I told you.
But it's true.
I'm
at a point where I have no faith in Jock Peterson. And that's unfortunate because I had high hopes for him this year. I thought he was going to be way, way, way up, and he's not. He is way, way, way down, and I'm upset.
He's literally the worst everyday player in baseball right now.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. I need him to, from the 817, also the Stoner show of record. That is not true.
Yeah, and table show of record.
Yes, we do have tables, lots of tables.
Alec, overreaction or reality? The Cowboys will make at least 3 draft picks before Jock Peterson gets a hit.
They could make all 3 on the first night, so that could be.
That is true. Know.
How stunned would you be by that?
Shocked. Shocked.
I'd be amazed. And I'd be here for it. It would be totally be dumb, awesome. The amount of assets you're giving up, but I'd be here for it. Why not?
Wolchuk and them would just be like, oh, all the time.
Could you call him Wolchuk?
Wolchuk.
That's I like
name.
It.
He's the Wolchuk.
Hey, if this radio thing doesn't cut out for him, I think you just found a new line of work for him. Yeah, like how Taylor Swift owns Swift Trucks. Yeah. Cool. Kevin, that's totally uncalled for. That is wrong. That is disrespectful. And you're totally right. Yeah. It will happen.
There you go. That's all. See, that's all I really needed to hear. All right, NFL overreaction or reality? We'll get a little bolder. Either the number 2 or 3 pick will get traded. Right now, we've had no trades.
In the draft in general, number 2 and number 3 overall?
Or one of those.
I think that's an overreaction.
Okay.
I think that they're going to stay there and stick with it. Oh, yeah, press conference show of record.
That is true.
Sports card info show of record.
Oh, man.
I told you, we got a lot of records here on The Fan.
It's true.
With Corey and Kevin and Alec
Carter.
And now, Zach Wolchuk. He's joining the show.
He's busy.
Oh, is he busy?
Oh, no, I'm not busy.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to appear on every single show today.
I'm sorry.
I was upset Amy Lawrence didn't try to book me.
I really thought you were here to do other work. And
no,
I was like,
I'm okay.
Drag him in here.
I've done show prep, and I don't care. You're talking over reactions and reality. I like this game. This is fun.
Did you hear the Jock Peterson one, though?
I did.
You think that's reality, right?
It's probably reality.
Okay.
What about the 2 or 3 being traded over reaction or reality?
The picks?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to end up getting traded.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
They're probably going to have to stay there and take Carter and Hunter and Carter.
I don't think you can get enough value for the players that are there in that spot. I don't think you're going to get enough value.
I think that's exactly it. Like, if you want to bail, you're probably just going to have to take a lesser offer.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, maybe the team wants to do that just to get out of there, but doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
NFL overreaction to reality. I'm going out on my own on this. The Cowboys will actually take a wide receiver in round 2. I know that there are other options, of course, at 12, but a lot of the discussion has surrounded Golden and Tet. I think with the glut of wide receivers and possibly running backs available in 2 and 3, that's what's going to happen.
Well, you could be right. That would probably be corner then at 12, I would guess. Yeah. I would think Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan, might be their top guy.
You think they would consider Banks there?
I think they could consider Kelvin Banks. I think, you know, Justin Simmons, the offensive tackle from Ohio State, if he was there, it was interesting. Schrager had the Booker pick, the guard out of Alabama, who could be a plug and play. Like, if Tedrone McMillan's not available, then I think everything is in play. If he is, Tedrone McMillan should be the selection for the Cowboys. I believe that he will be the selection for the Cowboys, but I'd still say right now, wide receiver will be the pick in the first round, corner in the second round, but they could flip that.
What was the question?
The Cowboys will actually go wide receiver in round 2.
Oh, I'm with Wolchuk on that completely, because I think there are good options in the second round there. And I'm still not completely over the idea of dropping down and getting Egbuka. Like, I'm still not over that at all because of what we can do to add more picks and drop at the same time. But yeah, I can see I would be okay with that.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen though.
Now, Wolchuk, because you're here, let's get a little spicy. Let's change it up just a little bit. See if people think about this. Overreaction or reality? Colston Loveland will be the first tight end selected. Now, I know normally that sounds like crazy nonsense, but he has really closed the gap on Warren in terms of first tight end off the board.
I think that is massive overreaction.
Ooh.
I don't even have Colston Loveland as the second best tight end in the draft.
Ooh. Oh, is that right?
I think that's Mason Taylor out of LSU. I could be so wrong about Colston Loveland.
He's not for you.
I'm not a big fan. Like in the second round, like, yeah, absolutely. He's a great receiving tight end. But
what keeps him from being a first rounder to you?
There's some injuries there. And it might have been why he wasn't a great blocker last year. I just didn't see the blocking there. But I think everyone's trying to project ahead to, like, is this Brock Bowers 2.0?
Okay, who's the best tight end in the league right now? Is it Brock Bowers?
It's hard to argue against it, yeah.
And okay, give us the top three in that category, because I'm trying to figure out, are all of them really good receivers and decent blockers, or it feels like tight end has become such a receiving position.
Yeah, I think you're focusing more on.
But you still got to block
the receiving. Yeah, absolutely. But like, that's why I think we're frustrated with Ferguson, and I mean, like, I know Scooney also hasn't been a great receiver.
Yeah,
but They're inconsistent when it comes to the blocking. And for Schoonmaker, that was supposed to be the best attribute of his game coming out of Michigan. So I think you're right. I think that it is the receiving capability. So I understand the expectations for Colston Loveland. I don't see it like everyone else does. And I could be very, very wrong about that.
I was tipped off early in college football season to Elijah Arroyo, though. Do you like him? I think Dane has him in like in the 40s.
He's a local kid too.
Yeah.
DFW native. Yeah, I do. I think Elijah Arroyo is right there in the third round. I've got him right behind Gunnar Helm from Texas. Okay. And you talk about a receiving tight end, a guy who can stretch the seam, really, really good after the catch. He's got breakaway speed. Elijah Arroyo is a fun player.
Now, I know these picks aren't owned by the same team, but I just wanted to throw this out there to get like a basic draft philosophy from y'all. Alec, I want to get your thoughts on this as well. Overreaction or reality, you would trade pick 12 for picks 31 and 32.
Man.
That's fun. That's a fun.
And
I realize they're not
owned by the same team,
mm-hmm.
but value-wise, it's about right.
What about 32 and 33? Because then you end the draft and then you start the draft.
It's a pretty
on day two
valuable pick.
Yeah,
people get
pumped about it on day two for some reason.
My crazy self would say yes. Let's do this
because
I'll be like I've watched these enough players where I'll find somebody that's good, right? Maybe Donovan Jackson, an offensive lineman from Ohio State. Now he's in play. Doesn't make Egbuka slide, which would be a cry. But now we could talk about him. Travion Henderson, the running back from Ohio State. Maybe now he's a name that we can consider. So yeah, I think that's something that I would have fun with.
If you don't get one of the 15 grades, is that essential? Do you have to get one of the top 15 grades where you are right now?
I'd prefer, yeah.
Because then you're not getting one
ideally,
if you're 31 and 32.
Ideally, yes. But the problem is, and I don't even know how many first-round grades the Cowboys have. Could they have 12?
Right.
So it is possible, and maybe the one that's there, and it's, you know, you always thought when Brian says, don't window dress your board. But maybe it ends up being a position. Maybe it's Tyler Warren or another position where they're not sure that they really want, you know, need that. Is it a luxury pick for them? But, yeah, I think that's why you stack the board the way you do. I mean, obviously, you'd rather probably stay at 12 and you're going to get a player that you think is better than if you moved back. But just getting the extra pick, which could be an extra starter, there is value to that.
Yeah, first round or two.
Yes, true. NFL overreaction or reality? A team will trade back into the first round for a quarterback.
I think that's reality.
Yeah.
Which team's most likely to do it then? Because I think it's reality too. I don't think there's going to be six. I think five max, because I've always said this. Like, it seems like every year I go, it's one more than I think.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be that. But I don't think it's going to be six quarterbacks, but I think maybe four to five for sure. What team would need it that badly that they need one of those guys at the bottom part of it?
I think you're right about the Giants. I think the Saints are another team that could do that, and maybe even the Browns.
Browns. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let me stick with a quarterback who's in the league already. NFL overreaction or reality? Jayden Daniels still has a lot to prove. Now, he's doing it the right way by taking that on himself, and he's like, it's a whole year. It's a whole new year. I have a lot to prove to you. Jayden Daniels still has a lot to prove.
You got to say that's reality.
Did he win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. He did not.
So then, yeah, he's still, he walked onto the stage. Now he needs to continue acting. You know, like that's CJ Stroud. And granted, his offensive line was terrible this year. And Cynthia Freeland, our friend, told us that the other day. She confirmed that. So he got out there, though, and year two was underwhelming. And so Jayden Daniels, with all the talent, the great coaching they have on that team, again, surrounded by talent offensively, he definitely has a lot to prove. I think if the defense can keep up with him.
Now, this one's about specifically the Cowboys. We'll move away from the draft some more. NFL overreaction or reality? Dak Prescott will play at least 12 games this season.
I'll go reality. I think the track record, without having it in front of me, of him the year after an injury is that he's pretty healthy usually.
Okay, okay.
And 12 games is even still, what, missing five?
Yeah.
Is my math correct?
Yep.
So you're still accounting for some games missed. So I think that's totally fair.
16, 16, 16, 16. Yeah, and then 5, 16, 12, 17, 8. So he's going to play 17, maybe 19
Boom.
Games this year.
There it is.
Maybe 19, maybe 20.
You think he's going to play 19 games?
Let's see how this draft goes first, Kevin.
Okay.
One step at a time.
All right.
We've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow with
the
old Chuck right here on 105.3
okay.
Fan.
I like it. Now, Woolchuck, are you prepared for tomorrow? Because you've already had a busy day today.
It really just depends on if we get overtime hockey tonight.
Oh, yeah.
If we get another overtime, and gosh forbid we get a second overtime.
Can you make it?
Can you make it?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to cross my fingers and just, but I think the adrenaline will end up taking over.
Are you done watching players at this point?
Yeah, I'm done.
You're complete, like you.
I'm done.
Now it's just, now I get to spew all the knowledge that I've gained.
Hayes in the barn. There now maybe, go. Hey, day three in the morning.
Gotta go check a few good dudes.
There's some players available. I'm starting to hear some buzz. I didn't end up seeing them. You know, maybe I'll fire it up again.
Miro's playing tonight? Is that happening? Is Miro playing?
Miro's playing tonight.
Oh,
I love this.
Let's go, Miro. But you got to counter the Landeskog stuff.
Yeah.
This is a bizarre situation.
He's playing his first game in 3 years.
This is weird.
What a weird
situation. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, you know what? Since you mentioned the Stars, let's dive into the Stars. What would you make a shrine for? And Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. It is a jam-packed expressway next on The Fan.
Blackwell into the slot, shoots. Save made through traffic by Blackwood. Blackwell scores! It's over! This series is tied!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll talk with Bruce Bochy in about 6 minutes. But in the meantime, the Dallas Stars tonight against the Colorado Avalanche game 3. The Stars, they're 10-8 on the road in playoff games since Pete DeBoer took over. Last year, they went 6-3 and won all 3 games at Bell Arena for Colorado, including that double overtime game 6. And so last year is last year, and so I understand how like that doesn't necessarily translate, but if you're just looking for a pick-me-up for Stars fans, you have seen their capability of doing it.
What do you need a pick-me-up for right now?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Just to give you more confidence going into the game.
Okay, I got you there. Like, you won game two. You should be walking in crotch first to Denver right now. You should be very excited.
You still do that with the Tide series?
Hey, you know what? You were
the underdog, I guess.
And guess what? You still have the home ice advantage. So you take that with you, man. You take that with you.
I mean, right now you do not have home ice advantage.
Why not? What are you talking about?
Anymore. Because if Colorado wins their three home games, they win.
I don't know what you're talking. I don't know. If you win all the games, though, you won the home ice.
Okay, that is a thing that you said. Now, for the Stars, they have been a really good road team. They're 73-37-13 on the road over the past 13 years. And I think Pete DeBoer did a good job of breaking down why that is. He said, I think when you have a good foundation to your game, good goaltending, good special teams, it gives you a chance to win on the road regardless of the situation. Playoffs, regular season, I think we're comfortable on the road.
If they go into it with the same physicality they went into game two, they absolutely have this game. I think all those, the foundation of what they have already is good. But it's that lack of, this is playoff time, and it gets ramped up. And if you're just sitting there letting somebody knock you around the whole night, and you're not knocking back, then you're giving them legs. You're giving them fresh legs throughout the game. You're not making them think. They're not concerned about you at all. And you want, just like a quarterback, you want that quarterback thinking, I got to get this throw off quickly because this dude's right there on me right now. And I got to get this shot off quickly, and maybe it's not as easy of a goal. Do not give Nate MacKinnon any space on a power play, please.
I would agree with that. Do you have confidence that the Stars can do that in terms of the physicality?
If I was...
Will.
Yeah, I don't have confidence in that. Because they have a tendency to, they've done it once and back off. And if it wasn't a message from DeBoer and the guys internally the entire trip so far, like once they got on the plane, they should have been talking about it. Once they got done with the game the other night, they should have been talking about it. As they're getting ready for their morning skates, they should be talking about hitting. And I will give you this, though. Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin set that tone a lot for me the other night.
Yeah.
I was Tyler Seguin might have the fresh legs theory going now, and that might be really good for him. But I was so impressed with him doing the extra things in the game the other night, because wasn't there a time that we felt like there was a time where he was just like, hey, I just want to sit here and get my wrist shots on. You know, I just want to get these off real quick.
I'm feeling pretty good.
But seeing him do those other things, I think when other teammates see him do it, they get ramped up a little more. And just keep bringing the wood, Bischel. Keep bringing that after him, man. Lay him into the glass. I'm all right with it.
Now, and I think you've already seen, when you're talking about Benn and Seguin, I know most years you'd be like, well, that's not a surprise or anything if they contributed. But given one of the slumps that Benn's had and then coming back from an injury from Seguin, I really do think it would be a surprise if they tilted the favor of this series. But you've already seen that, right?
Yep.
Like, you've already seen Colorado's goalie standing on his head. You've already seen Colin Blackwell, as we all predicted, score the game winner in game two after being a healthy scratch for game one. So I think you've already seen this series like push some unexpected folks to the forefront.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, we're still uncertain on other areas when we're going to get those guys back, and we're still waiting.
Miro tonight. What's your Miro confidence level for tonight?
I'll put it at 78%.
Ooh, that's pretty confident.
It is pretty confident, but there's still that extra 22%. Is that the right number? 22%? 20?
Yeah.
You said
78?
Yeah, I'm very...
That's correct.
I'm kind of... I mean, that extra 22% is very strong right now.
Are you upset to learn that most everyone in the United States is rooting for the Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup?
I am upset about this. Why?
There are 21 states that are rooting for the Avalanche to win the Cup. How many do you think are rooting for the Stars to win the Cup?
Well, you said 20...
21 for the Avalanche. So it's not 29, if that's what you're going to say.
Oh, okay. All right.
And none of the Canadian provinces are rooting for us either.
Okay.
I just...
Seven.
Six. Can you name those states?
Texas.
Correct.
Oklahoma.
Correct.
New Mexico.
Incorrect.
It's not one of them because they're close to Colorado.
Okay, good. That's a good point.
Arkansas.
Correct.
Louisiana.
Correct.
Because they don't have a team at all, dude.
That's four.
Well, Missouri's not because they have the Blues. Nebraska.
Missouri is...
Really?
...on the list.
Oh, I feel like... Never mind. All right, whatever there. They hate their teams.
Yeah. I mean, well... I don't think it's... I mean, that is weird if you think about it. Maybe they're like, hey, we're already down to Winnipeg.
What about the Dakotas? How are we doing in the Dakotas, Kevin?
Believe it or not, Michigan is the other state where...
Oh, because they love Jim Nill.
The Stars are being favored. So it's
Detroit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Michigan, and Missouri. Missouri, that is pretty shocking. And like you would think, you know, Missouri and Kansas, they would be...
Maybe locked in on one team specifically.
No, tis not to be. So there are your states rooting for the Stars right there. Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How we doing?
Well, we're coming off another big win, so I think that's always a positive, even if some concerning injuries might have popped up along the way.
Yeah, you're right. Great win. Great job by the club. Swung the bats well. Corbin, terrific job, especially pitching in this ballpark. I mean, the ball's flying. It's like playing in Coors Field here, and you saw all the home runs last night, and so nice job of, I think, of our staff just keeping them under control to win that one. Now, you know, Seager, we'll get some information on him real soon. He's getting looked at as we speak and kind of know where we're at with him.
So the MRI has already taken place. You're just waiting on the results. Is that a fair way to put it?
Right, right. I'm just waiting to get the results. I'm waiting to hear back from our trainer, Lucky, and to let me know the extent of this, and we'll see where we're at on whether it's an IL or he needs a few days. I just can't tell you now.
How much input, like I know the medical is a hugely important part of it, but how much input do you get from the player himself? Like, especially for Corey Seager, who's a veteran, who's been through this, who knows his body. How helpful is he to be like, well, I can compare it to this. I think it's going to be less time and on and on.
Well, that's a good question. We take that information that they give us as far as what they feel like. Corey has had hamstring pulls before, and so he's got a pretty good idea on how bad he did it. Yeah, I will say this, he does a great job of playing with a hamstring issue or even a calf issue, which we saw earlier. He's able to keep under control to where he doesn't stress it out. And so, you know, last night, he did feel like, you know, this may take a few days.
You got to feel pretty confident, Boach, after making some lineup adjustments last night and then seeing the result that you saw. What were you feeling today?
Yeah, well, it went well. I'll say that, you know, with how it was set up. The first two guys get on, and Corey's up there with a couple men on base. Marcus in that five hole, you know, he got a history of hitting with men on base and, you know, gets a side fly, three-run homer. So sometimes you just change things up, though, to change it up. And I said this, I've been talking about doing something a little different, see if we can get firing on all cylinders. And so you hope it does do something. You know, you don't know if it's going to work when you're moving guys around, but I have to say this, they've been great about it. Corey says, I'll hit anywhere, you know, first, second, third, or seventh. And Marcus the same way. So this says a lot about who they are.
Does Marcus celebrate a home run, or is he just like right back to business? I'm not even thinking about it.
I mean, we all enjoy him, but yeah, he's not one to show a lot of emotion like Corey, you know, it's kind of the old school way, you know, hey, act like you've done it before. But that was a big one for us, especially in a game like that, because you're going through your staff pretty good, but also you realize that the score can change so fast here. You get a guy or two on, somebody pops one. I don't know how many of those home runs would have been out at our ballpark, but if I had to guess, I'd say maybe three of them.
Oh, wow.
Talking with Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. You said something a few days ago that still feels relevant, and I would love if you could explain it any more. When you're talking about Joc Pederson, you talked about the timing with him, and it's not about working harder, making drastic changes. Can you walk us through, like, what does that work look like? Like the timing in the cage, timing at the plate? Like, what all goes into that?
Yeah, with Joc, it's a lot of timing in the cage. He has his hitting guy, too. He came out to Texas, and they did a lot of work, in the cage, trying to get him on track. The biggest thing is, I think, for these guys that go through these skids, it's how you deal with it. And I'll say this, he's the first one out there when we win the game, even though he went 0-4. He's upbeat when he walks in the clubhouse. So, you know, he's doing a terrific job of not, you know, feeling for himself or feeling sorry for himself. I mean, and just think about the team and think about wins. And that's what you want to see from these guys. He will come out of this. And hopefully, sooner or later, as we all say. But I feel like the work that he's doing is going to pay off. Especially when he's got such a trusted hitting coach that he has in this.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hitting group that we have, and you just got to stay behind them. And in our hitters meeting yesterday, Pilar talked about it. Hey, we're all going to go through our skids, whatever, you know, but we have to have each other's back and keep pulling for each other and support each other. And this is what this group does so well.
I would love to know your thoughts on this, because we get people who ask questions, or as you can kind of guess, sometimes complain about this. What would you say to the folks who place the blame on the hitting coach for the early offensive struggles?
Well, that's one of the toughest jobs, you know, being a hitting coach, because you know, you can do all you can. You can do all the work you think you need to do, but you know, you're not up there hitting. And so you have the information for them. You have them prepared, and you just got to hope they come through. Now, I had an old coach of mine that would just let go with the Rockies, Bam Bam Mullins, and, you know, they're having a tough time. And I'm sure he had nothing to do with their woes, but sometimes changes are made because they feel like you have to have a different voice or something. And it's ultimately it's up to the players, but it's up to us to motivate and have these guys prepared and all that. We have to do our job, and things aren't going well yet. You understand it, you know, that there could be a change.
Bam Bam's got to be a top 10 hitting name, by the way, you know, when it comes to
true.
That is Josh Smith more than a utility player? Because I just don't know how many utility players in the league are doing what he does.
Yeah, oh yeah, no doubt. Well, he was my everyday left fielder when Wyatt went down. He could be. We saw him play every day at third base, shortstop. He is more than that. So he's a guy that I have to make sure I don't run him into the ground, because he's so critical for this club. He can play anywhere and give guys days off. He handles it so well, and he's got a little thumb thing going on, so I have to remind myself we cannot lose this guy. We got to take care of him.
Yeah.
Well, do you anticipate maybe a couple of games missed here or there for Josh then, or he's just fighting through it?
No, he's playing through it.
Okay.
He's doing a terrific job. I may give him the day off depending on where we're at with Corey today. Hopefully it doesn't happen. If he goes on the IL, we bring somebody up. And we're facing a left-hander, Sears, today. So if I'm going to give Smitty a day, today would be a good day to give him off.
You were talking a little bit about what Patrick Corbin did last night. This pitching staff overall, we've just been in awe of what they're doing. And I keep saying, you know, it's nice to have Mike Maddox's plan. You know, when he puts a really good plan together. But those guys have to step on that mound and execute it. Where is their confidence, each one of these dudes, as they go out for starts?
Great group of pitchers that we have here, starters and relievers. They have stepped up in a big way. The starters are, you know, they're just, you know, trying to match the guy before them who just threw a good game. The same with the relievers, doing a great job of picking each other up. Very close-knit group, and Mike does a terrific job, as you know. I mean, there's nobody better. And of course, you know, we got Jordan Teagues in the bullpen. He's helping out. Bush is, he's helping us out with the pitching. So we have a great staff to have these guys preparing. And you saw the work they put in. I mean, it's impressive. how early they get there, how they go through the hitters and go through the game plan. We have a catcher's meeting along with the starting pitcher there. And then we have a big pitcher's meeting. So there's a lot of work involved with this. And Mike, he does such a great job.
And we saw that Leiter had a pretty good start last night in his rehab. How soon are you expecting him to make his way back? And then are you going to go to a 9-man pitching rotation?
Yeah, he did a real nice job last night. He went for, I think, 2/3 of 60 pitches. All went well. So he's ready to go. And, you know, we'll come up with his game plan on when his start will be. But it's good to see him come off this blister issue and throw the ball the way he's throwing.
Now, you mentioned earlier in our discussion that the ball was really flying out of the park yesterday. There have been a lot of complaints already about that ballpark and the logistics of it. Do you think anything is going to have to be done, or like adaptations or adjustments are going to have to be made to that ballpark? Because it's going to be there for a few years.
Yeah, well, I talked about it yesterday. I think the improvements that they have made at the ballpark, it's been really good. It's been impressive. The guys are comfortable, the clubhouse, all that. They got a new batter's eye there. As far as how it's going to play, it's going to play small. It won't be all the time. It really depends on how the wind blows. If you see the wind blowing from left field to right field, that's when it knocks down the ball. It does do that. But when it's kind of blowing out a little bit, like it was last night, that's when it really carries. So I don't know if they're going to end up doing something, because I know that's part of the game that is exciting for the fans, whatever. And, the high-scoring games and, the home runs and things. So I don't think it's anything worse than Coors Field, for example.
Right.
So I just don't see any changes being made there. But who knows? If as we move on from this and there's 8 to 10 home runs hit every game, yeah, you're probably right. Fences will go back.
You know, we've talked a lot about how the Rangers do a really good job of, like, mixing gut feelings with analytics. And one of the things you were just saying about the wind, that feels like a gut feeling where you've been doing this long enough and you're like, I don't need a weather report. I can see the way the flags are moving. Like, I know exactly what this wind is doing. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. I've been to this park quite a few times. When I retired, I did some stuff in the minor leagues. And that's where the Giants Triple A team was. And, you know, it's funny when we were talking about the ballparks, how they would play in the new ballparks. The early reports are this is going to be a pitcher-friendly ballpark. I go, wait a minute. This is not a pitcher-friendly ballpark. Now, I don't have all the info you may have, but my eyes have seen that this ball flies here in Sacramento, and that's the way it's been going since the season started. But again, I've seen when it didn't fly well, when the wind's blown across from left to right. Now in the summer, when it's hot, it's going to fly a little bit more too. So you got to think about that.
Wow. I'd be interested to see how that ballpark goes the rest of the season. Now, Kamar Rocker pitching tonight, outside of obviously pitching well and keeping y'all in the ballgame to win, is there anything specifically that you're looking for as he continues down his major league path?
Well, I mean, the game he threw his last start, that's what we're looking for. Didn't walk anybody, pounded the strike zone, terrific command of the breaking ball and changeup and the fastball. Went in and out with it. He ran it, the two-seam ran on him, was in command the whole way. And that's who he is when he's good. And so if he does that, Texas owned, he's going to have success here. It doesn't matter how the ballpark plays. If you make quality pitches, you'll pitch a good game here. You saw what Corbin did. What did he give up? A couple of runs there. That's a nice job by him.
Excellent. As always, teams 1-5-7. The Rangers fans are happy. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
All right, guys. Good talking with you.
Go get Rangers, Boats.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. My dream is that
go get Rangers becomes like a national
thing. No, right. Definitely not that. is that in a week, we're talking to him about how they won the first two games against the A's and how the golden chicken is activated and we're on game three now.
He's just like, and gosh, the chicken jockey. He's just been going crazy out there lately.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay, man, if Bruce Bochy just dropped some Minecraft knowledge on me, I'd be like, okay, great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. He's like, actually, I've been playing Minecraft with my grandkids for quite some time.
I mean, maybe. By the way, I have
so many diamond shields and
I really think your Bochy impersonation is getting very good.
Good, good. I'm excited. I'll keep doing
it. We're probably a week or two away from you attempting to ask a Bochy-esque
question. Ask Bochy.
In that voice to Bochy. I don't think Alec is confident in that, but I think you should consider it. Now, we asked the question at the start of this segment. What would you build a shrine to? Now, this is for Corey, can you walk us through the specific reason this is?
I was just scrolling through Barstool, and I saw it on Facebook first, and then it came up on Barstool, and they do this frequently, where they say dudes are awesome, and I agree with that, and a guy at home has all the little mini helmets, and he built a little shrine to mini helmets, and
for baseball,
mini helmets, and I love it, and the ice cream, dude, I don't know why, but for some reason, ice cream, soft serve ice cream inside of a mini helmet is better than any other ice cream. I don't 100%. Know exactly why. Some people love waffle cones. Doesn't matter. I can't eat this mini helmet, but it tastes better because I'm at a game watching it. And so I saw this little thing there and I was like, that is pretty cool. So I started thinking, what would I, if I had a shrine to something that I was proud of, like something that I've collected over time, and I'm going to make a little altar out of it, what would it be? Obviously, tables was the first thing I thought. And then the second thing I thought was kids, because I have a lot of those.
True.
Three, who knows how many other ones. And then I thought to myself, no, the thing that I'm proud of right now are my plants. Because I have become a little, I'm actually thinking about asking the father-in-law, if you're listening right now, would you ever consider opening a nursery? Is it the same as the? That always sounds weird. Nursery.
You could have a nursery for plants and a nursery for the kids.
But that would be
probably not both at the same time. I would assume. Man, because then you like
you got to protect them from
little
the cacti.
Shop of horror situation.
Makes sense. So I would probably do that. I got some plants at the house. I'm pretty proud of. I take good care of them. I'm totally proud of that. So I would probably make a little shrine for that right now. And I just figured with you, it's a real, you have to decide because you love Legos.
Why do you also say it like that?
You also love cards. So would it be your Legos or your cards?
Why are you saying it like that?
Well, I don't know exactly what you're saying. Kevin,
are you pulling the cool whip bit on me?
What are you more proud of? Right now, what did you build a shrine for?
It's the Legos, because this shrine exists in my house. Now,
what? It already is?
Oh, it does. Absolutely. Now, I don't call it a shrine, but
other people would.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it is. And so in the guest room, which before the baby came along was the Kevin room. So we had to make a couple of slight adjustments, but not as many adjustments as you might think. So if you're ever a guest and you stay at our house, you're sleeping in the Kevin room. The cards are all situated in the back right closet. My cards, Brandon's cards. We have a whole situation. But you can keep that closet closed and not have to worry about it. Then we have this big, like, really cool shelf. And I've taken, like, all of the Lego city sets that we've built and kind of lined them up next to one another on different levels, as well as the Quickie Mart and the Simpsons House Lego sets. They're all set up. There are 14, I think, of those size Lego sets there, all displayed. So I feel like that qualifies as a shrine.
Wow, that is impressive. I like it. And one day, Kevin, I promise to see that shrine that you have built in your home.
We'll see about that. Just quick side question, because I want more people's answers about that. Do you think all of the Dallas Wings players were stoked that they got cowboy hats? So, like, all of the draft picks, they're doing this press conference, and they made sure to all give them all gifts of cowboy hats. And you can even see Paige looking inside the hat to be like, front or back? And then they get them,
like, so much, huh?
Yeah, then they get them all together for the picture, so all of their draft picks are wearing their cowboy hats. Maybe some of them were super pumped, but I don't know. I just want to know more if, like, these players, hey, do you like cowboy hats? Are you excited that y'all did that? Or I don't know. I'm really curious about that.
The 817, my parents have a room full of my college and high school sports memorabilia that my brother-in-law calls the Shrine to Nick. And I think that's kind of cool.
But he's still alive, right?
Yeah. He just said my high school memorabilia that my brother-in-law calls this.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought he said his brother.
The Shrine to Nick. Yeah. My wife lets me have a Pokemon hallway. That's dope.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. And I have about a $40,000 Star Wars Lego collection. Yeah, I have a sickness.
Okay. Is that like a TikTok thing or something that you're saying it like that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin. Oh, yeah. Hold on. That was a different story for a different time there. Yeah. So there, Alec.
Oh, no. Hold on, Alec. You can answer this in a second. From the 214. Kevin really dismissed Corey visiting very quickly. Corey Majors, how long have we known each other?
Are we on 19 years?
Correct.
Now? We're going on 19 years. That's how long I have been married to. As long as I've known Kevin is as long as I've been married.
We have seen each other outside of work
thousands
of times.
Maybe 500.
I have been to wherever you live no less than a dozen times.
You've been to all three of my houses.
Yes.
All three of the houses that I've owned.
Three.
Yeah.
Three. The first one was like the size of your studio.
It was the size of this room. Yeah. Yeah.
How many times have you been inside a place that I live? You don't need to think about it. The answer is zero.
I can't count the number on one hand.
Yeah, exactly. Because unless you have no fingers, because the answer is zero.
I got to his door once.
True.
And he was taking a nap. And Jess was like, you can't come in. And I was like, dang
it. If anybody feels like they would just let you into our house, it feels like Jess, who, by the way, when we were dating, she's going to be so mad at me for telling this story. She shut the back door, but before she shut it, she turned the deadbolt and then shut it. And of course, then the door doesn't shut. And this is when we were doing the night show. So when I came home, the back door was absolutely open because the deadbolt was there.
I could have just snuck in at any time.
Yes, anybody. You could have just walked in. And she was like, I'm sure people do that all the time. And I was like, I don't think they do.
From the 254, I have a beer fridge. That's kind of a shrine. I agree. I had a beer fridge. And it has every sticker from DFW, even beer places that aren't in existence anymore.
Question about the beer fridge, and this is my OCD level. Are you ever not wanting to drink a certain beer because you have, like, maybe a perfect symmetry of beer and you're like, you know what? I'll take this other one that I don't really want.
I'm sure there are people like that. I want a beer. So if I want a beer, I'm going to get a beer, no matter what it is. I do know people that their beer fridge is like, they're like, I have one of each one, you know, like every single one there. And maybe they'll go buy some more for that. But no, that's not my way. But there are other people like that.
Sorry, Alec. I used the time to take out a personal vendetta against Corey. What would you build a shrine to?
If it can't be Jade Cargill, then I'd probably say my vinyl collection.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a nice vinyl collection.
Yeah, because I kind of migrated and integrated my dad's collection too.
Oh, smart, yeah.
So I've got all of my current stuff, all of my newer music, and then I've got like all of his old first pressings of original albums of, like, he was a big Kiss fan growing up. So I've got like all of their first pressings and stuff, a bunch of like Pantera and whatnot. So I've got all my favorites and I've got all of his favorites. So if I could just have like a whole room for that, that would be pretty cool.
Do you think someday you will be able to build your shrine to Jade Cargill though?
I mean, with what Fanatics charges for autographs and stuff now, probably not.
That is a fair
probably
point.
Probably not.
That is a very fair point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
The things that you can't coach and what do you refuse to do alone? Next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.